Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, maybe the chickens are coming home to roost in California. The state of California can't think of enough new regulations. In 2015, California passed legislation demanding that if you wanted to sell eggs in California, you had to adhere to their cage law. Midwest states such as Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska were crying foul. We're supposed to have free trade between states. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is scheduled to announce a new lawsuit against California egg regulations. He wants a U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case and rule the California regulations unconstitutional. And he said, and I quote, "This discrimination against Missouri farmers will not stand. The law's mandate of cage size per chicken did not affect the welfare of any animals in California. Its sole purpose and effect is to discriminate against non-California egg producers by increasing the regulatory burden," end of quote. Enforcement of the California law would be a burden on all consumers. The Economic Policy Analysis and Research Center estimates the cost to consumers to be between $227 million and $912 million. The added cost of eggs will be disproportionately borne by low-income families. Egg prices have been distorted across the country since the California regulations were imposed. 11 other states have joined Missouri in challenging California. I can just imagine all the possible regulations that states could impose in order to shut out competition from other states. The next step might be that all chickens be free range. And why not outlaw crates in hog production? And maybe litters would have to be farrowed in the field like I did in the 1970s. We had more than 500 litters born outside in the woods. We had to finally bring them in the barn because the foxes were stealing my baby pigs. If the federal government decides that we should adhere to some common standard, well, we can consider that. However, we cannot allow individual states to write the rules. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.